This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. March 22nd, Special Counsel Robert Mueller concluded his 22-month-long investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. A week later, the special counsel, the Attorney General William Barr, wrote to members of Congress that he expects to release a redacted version of the full report by mid-April, if not sooner. Still controversy about that, though. U.S. President Trump has fired the director of the Secret Service. News of the firing came a day after the resignation of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. AP Sagar Magani.
It began late last week when the administration withdrew a nomination for the acting ICE director to stay on the job permanently. Yesterday, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen resigned. Today, officials say Secret Service Director Randolph Tex Alice is expected to leave the job, though they say it's because of a personality conflict within the agency and not tied to Nielsen's departure. The changes may not be done. Stephen Miller, the president's top immigration advisor, who's newly empowered, is also said to be eyeing the departure of the Citizenship and Immigration Services Director. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Prosecutors say a man inspired by the Islamic State group plotted a truck attack near Washington. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Rondell Henry is facing a charge of driving a stolen vehicle across state lines. Court documents say he told authorities in Maryland who questioned him he planned to ram a stolen U-Haul van into a group at National Harbor, a popular tourist area. The documents describe Henry as harboring hatred for disbelievers and looking to emulate Islamic State militants he saw on videos beheading people and fighting overseas. The court filing said Henry had no escape plan and intended to die, saying he wanted to create panic and chaos similar to a deadly 2016 truck attack.